Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Will, there are creatures heading into the woods, maybe with some were-ravens as hostages.
And?
We have to save them.
We do? Into the woods? We don't, what? No. Lank is like half dead, isn't he? What is he doing? What are we doing? No, leave. Let's go. You know, there was a child we were supposed to find. I think that guy that was in this castle said there was a little girl that was lost. How about that person? Were-ravens can at least turn into ravens, Nick.
Boop. Your message has been cut off.
The subscriber you have called has traveled outside telecommunication range.
Oh, man. Will's resisting. Will does not want to go. I don't think that's very smart.
He doesn't want to go, guys! Will says no!
What a surprise!
Then they take the wagon. I'll go after anybody who wants to can go on foot after, because we know if they are were-ravens, we know the were-ravens, we should help them.
Yeah, let's go. I'm already going to run.
Okay, I'll go, but I'm going to say I told you so.
Oh, well, we have that to look forward to then.
I don't even know what I would say I told you so about, but I'm going to go.
About something.
That's okay. Something.
All right, so you three are heading to the woods.
Can I ask, are we out of character? Do we have any cards left that we haven't, except for the last one?
Let me just look. I don't think so.
Did we? Well, your enemy is a creature of darkness whose powers are beyond mortality.
Right. I think that's the only card that we have not gotten. Everything else we've gotten six cards. This the last one is obviously talking about Strahd.
Yeah.
The location of where he is. So I'm guessing what this is that witch that stole the gem from the were-ravens. So it probably is related to the were-ravens. I just remembered that it was related to the were-ravens. She stole the really fancy gem. The one for whatever
the really
crush.
Good wine.
No, not Red Dragon Crush.
The really good wine, yeah.
I thought it was the other one.
Nobody knows where the Champagne de la Stomp gem is.
All right, oh, nobody knows then. But yeah, Red Dragon Crush, she has that. So that's probably who this is somehow. I don't know. It's probably related to this person. And I'm pretty sure at some point we heard that she has a scarecrow army. Somebody said that.
Yeah, I kind of remember that too.
Yeah.
It was Davian.
Okay.
Back
Davian,
to that.
It's Davian, because we said Davian the Ravian, so...
Okay.
It's definitely Davian.
Yeah, he told you that is who actually physically stole the gem, was her.
So yeah.
Has Esmeralda helped us greatly in the battle against darkness yet? Are we done with her?
Well, we haven't heard much from her lately.
Maybe.
My problem is that Will is not going to leave this kid.
Right, no, we have to keep the kid in the wagon and bring the wagon with us. Let's all go!
And keep a watch.
Yeah.
Will, let's go.
No! What? Did you say Will or Well? Will?
Will, because you don't want to go.
Yeah, no, I'm not going. It doesn't make any sense. Why are we going into the woods after Lank is like, how much sleep has he had recently? And he was fighting zombies when we came up to him and we all fought the zombies and I haven't slept in a really long time either. None of us have slept. You know, it's true. We fell asleep for about 3 hours and then we've been up since 2 a.m. and then we've encountered ghosts and dragons and I'm fucking tired. Where's Pippa? She'll agree. She'll say she's fucking tired too.
Batwhack, do we have, it doesn't seem urgent, does it? And maybe it's urgent. It's always urgent. But shouldn't we rest?
Or, I mean,
meanwhile, Bathwack is like halfway to the woods.
Oh, and right. Lank yeah, is right there with gone. Him.
All right, so, all right, well.
I'm sorry, Rafina.
Clearly, Lank is not resting, so there's yeah. not much we can do about that.
All right. I'll cast Fly.
Yeah.
And I will fly and see if I can see them moving through the woods at all and give them feedback oh. if that helps.
Oh, you're going to help us.
Oh, fuck you. Not really. Just a little bit. No, just like in the sense that Will's hoping that what he sees is that they're like 2 miles away now. And he's just like, you guys can't catch him. Just give up and come back. That's what I'm hoping. So that's what I do.
Okay. You hear Bernard say, what should I do?
Stay there. I don't want Bathwack to eat that small child.
I mean, are you leaving? Where are you going?
I'm not leaving. I'm just I'm going to see. They're obsessed with these whatever they are. They don't even know. They're just speculating. There were feathers and figures, and they're like, ooh, we got to follow it. So I'm going to see and hopefully dissuade them. It doesn't make any sense for us to chase them.
Okay.
Stay there.
Okay. All right.
Sorry for yelling at you. You're my brother, and I love you. Goodbye.
Do you cast Fly on anybody else? You can cast it, I think, on one other person.
Man, would Will be that nice? Rafina's so excited. Does it cost me any more spell slots?
Remember, your slots are all max slots.
So it doesn't matter.
All your spells are level 4 spells when you cast them.
You can target one additional creature for each level. Slot level above 3rd.
Mm-hmm. So you can do it on yourself and somebody else, or just 2 other people.
Okay, well, no, not other people.
I know.
I cast it on myself twice.
You cast it on yourself and a butterfly.
Since Rafina's actually bothering to stay and, like, ask, and she seems to have a little bit of sense, I think I would... That might be a good idea. It'll be my first time casting it on anyone else, so he'd be like, okay, Rafina...
Yay!
Does it depend on my concentration or her concentration? Because
we're all gonna die.
Exactly.
It's yours.
It's mine.
Yeah,
okay.
You're the spellcaster.
Because I was gonna say, Rafina, can you concentrate?
What?
But no. Okay, yeah. Okay, Rafina.
Squirrel.
I'm good. All right. Help me out. Let's try to convince everyone that they're really far away. But I can cast Fly on you, too. I can make you fly. Let's look to see. Don't fly so far away that you get hurt or something. Just fly above.
She just zooms straight up into the air.
I know, she's just so excited.
She's on the moon.
Yeah.
You guys, it's not made of cheese.
No peace cheese. Aww.
That's where she gets her peace cheese.
The moon?
It's just moon dirt.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'll cast it on her too. That's what I say. Something like, you know, just be careful and don't go too crazy.
And I corkscrew straight up in the air.
Yep. Yeah, she totally does. Oh my, and I'm like, ah! I like wince as soon as, like, I don't even fly as soon as she does. I cast it and I'm about to fly, but she just zooms up like she does in a corkscrew. And I'm just like, no, careful.
Her ponytails are like totally, woo! Like it looks like a beanie, a propeller on a beanie.
Amazing.
Esmeralda, be the watch.
All right, I'll keep an eye on the boy here with
thinking Rafina.
With this bear.
With this bear.
With this bear.
The spare
Me
bear.
And this bear will keep a watch on the boy in the wagon.
I don't know why that's so funny. All right. Here
it's
we go.
Noon time. Is that technically the top of the morning? I never really thought about it. Does that mean like the crack of dawn or does that mean the end of the morning?
Mm.
What is actually the top of the morning?
The butt crack of dawn.
About the sun, like the sun is moving in like an arc, you know, like in all these depictions, mm-hmm. an arc in the sky. So it's like the top of the morning, the noon time, maybe.
Or the start of the morning.
But also you have emphasized that you are not Irish. So
I didn't say I was.
Where did that phrase come from?
It's a classic vampire hunter's phrase. Top of the morning, because you know the sun is out and it burns the vampire. Perfect. Or it's been out for some time, if top of the morning means noon, and you know that no vampire has been out for some hours.
Whoa, I hope that's the real origin of the Irish phrase, that it's just about vampire hunting.
How could it not be?
It must be. You're right. All right, so Rafina's flying up in the sky. And
yep.
And I slowly fly after her. Like, I'm not sure if she's just going to fall. And then I'm looking.
Okay.
So can Rafina control her flying, or do you control it?
She does, I think. Oh my god!
Can she? That's a different question.
Oh no!
She is technically...
I'm like, you only have an hour! Don't go too high! Or far!
She can't hear you. She's
too far. She's too far. I should have said that before. She's gonna end up so far. She's gonna be on, like, Castle Ravenloft at the tippy top. And I'll be like, I don't know where she went. I'm sorry, we lost Rafina.
Can you fly high enough to see if this land has any curvature?
I don't know.
OMG. Are we flat earthers?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Let's see. It doesn't say that there's any height limits.
No, you could fly anywhere you want.
I could technically, like, fly and knock myself out from lack of oxygen or freeze to death.
Well, the air is thin up here.
Oh no, she's...
You don't know what the atmosphere of this world is like. It's not Earth.
Oh.
There is still gravity, though.
There is gravity?
There would appear to be gravity.
Not for me right now. Woohoo!
Okay.
What do I see? Someone tell me!
I think so, if I have it right. So Lank, Bathwack, and Nick are on foot heading into the woods after these figures.
Is my cat flying with me?
Nope.
Darn. She's mad about that. I just know it.
And then Rafina and Will are generally heading in that direction, but above the trees, yeah. Basically.
I'm not trying to get too far. I don't want to go too far away from Bernard. Man, I'm like weak without my... That's my whole thing. That's my whole warlock path is my familiar.
Yep. Pact of the Chain.
Yeah.
All right.
The old Baron Chain.
So, everybody give me perception rolls.
Okay.
Crap. 17.
Total of 10.
Total of 10. We're Percepta-buddies.
Percepta-buddies!
13.
So, Will, you can see this group heading through the woods below, ahead, that they're chasing after. Mm-hmm. They don't seem to be too fast, so mm-hmm. I will tell you, you can communicate whatever you want, that they probably will catch them.
Okay.
That the group down in the woods, your friends.
Okay.
Quote, air quotes, your
Do
friends.
Do I see anything that they're headed to? Like, does it look like there's a clearing or a building or anything that they are headed to?
You don't see anything close enough for you to make out.
Great.
They seem to be moving in a specific direction.
Okay.
They don't seem to be just scattering through the woods.
Okay.
And the rest of you, you're able to pick up signs of where they're going through the woods. You guys down in the trees, Lank and Bathwack. You're not close enough to be able to actually see them because of the tree cover. But you know that you're following along. You're seeing, like, broken, you know, there's a lot of them, and they're making their way ungracefully through the woods. Huh.
A lot. Do we have some estimate of how many based on how badly damaged things are around us?
I mean, more like based on how many you had seen in the graveyard. You think maybe 15 or so?
Mm, okay. And there are 4 of us?
Yeah. A total of 5. Because Nick's with you.
Oh, good.
So Nick sends a message up to Will. He's like, do you see anything? Are we going the right way?
Does it look like they're going the right way?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Such a weird conversation to have. Give me the information that you just asked for. I'll relay it to you. There you go.
Great. You don't seem to want them to go this way, so right. I'm giving you the option to actually tell them whatever you
Wait,
want to
so
tell
they
them.
So you can't see them?
I think we're, like, tracking them, like we're on their trail. It seems like they're
headed back to the wagon. No, I don't say that. But how close are they to them? Can I see how close the group is to the scarecrows?
I'm so bad at this,
like,
kind of thing.
Okay,
like,
not distance. Like, how long do I think that it will take them to reach the scarecrows?
A couple minutes.
I want to look back at the wagon.
Okay.
Does Esmeralda look like she's a werewolf?
No.
I am so nervous about that, you jerk. Did that to us twice. Wait, no, only once. But then, yeah, just
once.
Well, Bernard's there, right?
Once werewolf bitten, twice shy.
Bernard's there, and you know what? I always act like Bernard's like a great bodyguard, but to be honest, he's been killed like so many times because I don't think my familiars have very many hit points in general. So it's like, mm-hmm. That's more of like a non-bodyguard.
They can cast your spells, right?
Do I have to touch them?
They can cast touch spells for you.
Mm-hmm. How close do I have to be to my familiar for?
I think it's like 60 feet or something like that. I only have one touch spell. You're not in range to do any of that.
Right now. Yeah.
All right. So the chase continues. Everybody, give me more perception checks.
Perceive some more. 14 total.
16.
13.
3.
Okay. Bathwack is head down, just charging after these scarecrows.
That is what he'd be doing.
Everybody else, you realize that pretty much from all directions, a very thick, dark gray mist fog rolling in.
Oh no, turn back. Oh shit.
From all directions, we're already in. Bathwack, heads up.
Oh my god.
Whoa.
Wait, what's spelled
in? What's going on? Wait, all directions?
Yes. You don't know Bathwack.
It's but it's converged.
Can I tell Bathwack? Bathwack, the fog.
Yes, you can tell him.
Oh my god, yeah.
We never should have gone to the windmill, guys!
There's no time!
I'm going to send like an Eldritch Blast, not towards the group, but like through the air above their heads to maybe get their attention. I don't know if they're relaying this to each other, so I'm just trying to warn them.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Okay. You guys see a bolt of purple energy crash through the trees above you. One of them catches on fire.
Ooh, nice. Sweet. Come on, Nick. Use your brain messages, Nick!
What's going on up there, Will? It's like he heard you.
There's a fog! I mean, Lang said it too, so we're all relaying this to everybody.
Yeah, I see it!
No, turn around!
But it's behind us, too. I can't reply to this.
Is it behind them?
You turn around, there. You can't see the wagon anymore.
Oh.
Oh my god, I'm going to start flying to the wagon.
Okay.
I die in the fog, in the mist.
All right, so Will is flying back towards the wagon. What's everybody else doing?
I think, acknowledging that the fog is all around us, I'm still trying to catch up to the scarecrows.
Okay.
I think I'm doing the same thing that Lank is.
I can't banish the fog, right?
You could try.
Oh.
But meta, no. It's on a creature.
The tone of voice was, well, you can try.
You can try.
Oh, God.
So, Rafina, you see Will turn around and zip back in the direction of the wagon, which is no longer in view.
So I'm zipping as well. Wait for me!
I'm yelling out Bernard's name. Can I hear him? He's, like, yelling it.
No, you can't hear him.
No! We're gonna get zipped somewhere, you guys. Zapped. Zip, zap, zap. Theater gamed. We're gonna get theater gamed somewhere. Energy balled.
All of these spells are against creatures. None of them are against fog.
Yeah, I don't have anything. I'm guessing it is inevitable. Do I smack into the fog or the mist?
I'm going to do a thaumaturgy spell that creates a couple of headlights that go into the fog light mode.
Mm-hmm.
So that I can see what's... So I can at least sort of proceed with caution.
Got it. That works about as well as fog lights do on cars, yeah, which is barely at all.
No.
All right. So Rafina and Will are flying back towards the castle. Lank, Batwack, and Nick are still charging forward towards the scarecrows. And as you all are proceeding, the fog mist quickly closes in and envelops you.
Oh, God.
And you can't see
Dimension Door
pretty much at all.
Should have tried Dimension Door!
Just before it closes on us, if I have time, can I reach out and grab either Nick or Bathwack or both?
Aww.
Yeah, Nick's not caught up to you, okay. But you could reach out to grab
Then Bathwack. I'm going to grab hold of Bathwack.
Okay. Do you keep charging through the forest when you can't see literally like a foot in front of your face?
I think I'm now just going to say to him, wait.
Aww.
All right, yeah, I'll stop.
And then call out to Nick to see if he can reach us.
All right, you hear a smack from behind you, and you hear, yeah!
All right.
It sounds like a half-elf head crashing into a tree.
Oh. No. Okay. So,
where's Will? Did he tell us that he's where he is?
I had cast the big purple bolt in through the sky, and it hit a tree, and I was trying to get your attention, so I don't know if you looked up at me.
I would imagine that in this fog, we can't see the light from the tree that's on fire.
No.
No.
All right. I think then, holding on to Bathwack, we need to try to get to Nick, like, following voices.
As you guys are talking, it's almost as if it sounds like you guys are drifting further away from each other. You're basically getting quieter and quieter, like you're the other people's voices.
Oh, no.
No, wait, but Lank and I are holding on to each other, right?
He has grabbed onto you, yeah. Yes. But in terms of your
auditory sounds like we're getting
senses,
farther away from Nick.
It sounds, your voices are getting quieter. Like, you're having harder trouble hearing.
Muffled.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
We're still in contact with each other, though.
Correct.
All right.
What about Rafina and Will?
Oh my god.
No, you can't see at
that
all.
It is so disorienting. I'm flying and I can't see at all.
Mm-hmm.
I am casting Guardian of Faith.
Aww.
Boom! Okay.
What does that do?
It appears in her and hovers for the duration. In an unoccupied space that I can see within range. And it has a gleaming sword and shield emblazoned with the symbol of my deity.
Whoa.
And it lasts for 8 hours. So, yeah.
Sweet.
That's right.
Okay.
And its shield is probably lined with neon so that we can see it blinking.
Nice. It's just like real close to you guys?
Yeah. It's
can it
like,
fly?
Well, yeah, because I'm flying. If it's going to be in a spot of my choice, it's going to have to be in the air.
It can certainly appear in the air. I'm just wondering if it then plummets to Earth below.
Oh, it's amazing! It's a spectral guardian.
Yeah, I'm saying, I'll say it can fly. Sure.
It has a big rubber ducky on it around its waist. Like, what are they called? Inner tubes. Mm-hmm. But it's an air inner tube, so it's like
a helium one
on the wind. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. You can barely make out the glow from this Guardian of Faith.
But it's going to freaking protect us. It better.
I'm going to cast Dimension Door.
Okay.
And I'm going to try to picture where... It says I can... a direction... Let's see. Can be a place you can see, one you can visualize, or one you can describe by stating.
Yeah, you
could
even just
direction.
Say X direction
right.
That way.
I'm basically trying to teleport myself to where Bernard is. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm like very, very disoriented. I feel like that would be so disorienting. So like, I assume if their voices are getting all muffled and far away, it's like our breathing is getting like, it's like we're in a claustrophobic place or something like that. I'm just trying to picture
it. Yeah, like you can't physically feel, I mean, it's a little clammy, but right. It's not like you're being touched by anything.
Yeah.
But it's almost like, yeah, like you're
like
under a blanket, like
something.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise.
So it's very, very strange that I'm flying and all of a sudden that sensation is there. So I think he's going to cast Dimension Door like right in front of him and... You know, try to just move through it. I don't know if I can see it, but I'm going to try.
Got it. Okay. So, yes, Lank and Bathwack are kind of holding on to each other. At this point, you basically can't hear each other at all.
Hmm.
And then all of a sudden, you're not holding on to each other.
Uh-oh.
It's just like you're holding on to nothing.
Crap.
Rafina, the glow from your guardian is getting dimmer and dimmer. And then
wonderful.
Fades out entirely.
Where'd she go?
Aww.
You can't even, like, hear your own voice. And Will, you cast this spell, and you feel yourself kind of hurtling through space magically. Like, you don't actually move. You're not flying through that.
Right.
It's, you know, that sensation. You've done it before.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, Will, you find yourself standing on the streets of Tivoli.
I did it, you guys. I beat the game. I'm out of Barovia! Woo!
But you do not have any recollection of what's just been happening.
I don't have any recollection.
As far as you're aware, you have been in Tivoli your whole life.
Oh, I'm so happy. This is awesome.
You are within your, you know, organization. Caspar is still in charge.
Oh, never mind. I'm not happy. He sucks.
You don't even, but you don't remember Barovia at all. It's,
okay.
It's as if you're back in time, but without having traveled in time.
Okay.
You you know, kind of, you know, working your way up through the organization.
Mm-hmm.
And next to you stands a bearded dwarf. Lank, you are standing next to a mustachioed man. You are very new to the organization run by, what's DeCourcy, right? Cast the DeCourcy yeah. crime family organization.
Will, you're back!
You have no idea who this man is.
Oh.
Never mind.
Oh. You do not.
I kind of knew that was coming, but I wanted to toss that in there.
Oh my god.
You know this guy has some clout, some power. You're starting as kind of an enforcer in the organization, and he's kind of showing you the ropes. You guys are currently on a collections route, and you are headed towards the Nut House, which is a male brothel.
Oh, yes! 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 Oh! Yes! That's so perfect. Oh, I love it. That's
I'm picturing Lank asking Will, so where are we going? The Nut House. It's a male brothel. Then the two of them just rolling around in the street for 10 minutes laughing their asses off.
That's amazing.
They're short on payments.
Oh.
And this has happened before. And so you are headed there to correct things.
Wow, so I know him? Even though you said before that I don't know him.
He's new. Like, you're told you need to kind of show him the way things are done. Okay. You usually don't do this kind of thing, but you're not far enough up that you can say no or someone would think that this is below you. It's certainly not.
Okay. Wait, so I don't know. What are we supposed to be doing? Going?
You're going to the Nut House.
Going to the Nut House.
And basically, he's like your muscle on this job.
Okay.
You, Lank, you have none of your kindly good nature that we know of.
Ooh.
Oh
god, I'm scared. That's scary. Oh no. Okay. And I have no magical powers.
No, you don't.
Oh, great.
You have your penchant for violence there, Lank.
Yikes.
And you're wielding not a warhammer, but a familiar to the listener, well-polished club.
The one I tried to give him.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's go.
And they're behind on their payments. How do you want to play this?
So, hopefully I can just get them to give us the money, but otherwise, you seem...
Do you want me to soften them up a bit before you talk to them?
If you think that would work, but, you know...
Oh, it usually does.
Oh, okay then. Sounds good.
All right. So you get to the Nut House, you go in, and the proprietor himself, Randolph, is sitting at the front behind a desk. He's a very, very old, old man. His face is like a shriveled up apple, almost.
Oh, not a walnut?
Nope, an apple.
Not a scrotum?
Not a scrotum. Nut House.
You will know that this guy is crotchety, mm-hmm. and, you know, kind of ill-tempered, but he's also pretty shrewd.
Okay.
Gentlemen! You here for some fun?
Right. Yeah, no, not at all. Not for you, at least.
And no, then... You know I don't do that kind of thing. Not anymore.
Lank's going to... He's sort of... playing with the stick, you know, sort of tossing it back and forth in his hands kind of thing. He's going to let the club end land heavily on the guy's toes.
Ooh.
Oh!
Ah! Oh, I'm sorry about that. I should be a little bit more careful. He's going to pick the stick up and in doing so, clip the guy's knee.
Oh! Oh!
Like, pretty hard.
Ah!
That kind of thing tends to happen.
I'm going to stand back. Let you two gentlemen talk business.
I mean, that kind of thing tends to happen when we don't see any money for a while.
Oh, we've been sending along our payments. Have your couriers not been delivering them? That's not my fault.
Do you have any receipts?
Receipts? As if your guys give receipts. They come in here like this thug over here pointing at you, Lank. Waving around their steel and They say, give me the money! And so I give them the money, like I'm supposed to do. Sir, you know that we here at the Nut House, we run a fine establishment. I know when they're coming. We got our two sacks of money sat up on the counter waiting for them.
All I hear is that you've been giving them trouble, so...
Trouble? Am I trouble?
I've had to take time to come down here, and that doesn't make me happy, and nor does it make Casper happy, or Mr. DeCourcy, I would say. Nor does that make Mr. DeCourcy happy.
I think... How about you check with your couriers? I think, you know, if you...
I'm checking with you right now.
And I'm telling you the real truth here.
Lang's slowly walking to the guy's side.
Make a perception check, both of you.
Perception.
And Rafina falls out of the sky.
Yeah, I was going to say, Rafina falls through the ceiling. Ooh, a 19 plus...
Seven.
20.
Okay. Will, you notice that he seems to be reaching for something under the desk.
I'm going to point and say, do I know his name, Lank? Do I know Lank's name?
Would know Lank's name,
okay.
Yes.
Lank, and I just point. Seems like you're a little fidgety back there.
Lank is going to swing his club and take the guy out behind the knees.
Okay. All right. Roll an attack roll.
That I can do.
Can you beat a nutsack face?
That's the apple.
If I can't, this is the day I retire.
I want this to be a new D&D monster. Nutsack face.
19.
All right, crack. The club solidly connects with the back of his legs, and he crumples to the ground, and you hear what sounds like the clink of glass hitting the floor back there.
Ooh.
Back behind the desk.
Glass. Can I look over?
Yeah.
I'm going to grab him by the scruff of the shirt and pull him around the front of the counter.
Okay. You see that there is a potion bottle sitting on the ground.
Ooh, what was that? What is it? Randolph?
Randolph.
Randolph? Mm-hmm. I was going to say Rudolph. Wait a second! Rudolph! Is he wearing a hat? Can I remove it? Is it Rudolph? yeah.
It's Blinty.
It's Blinty! It's everywhere!
Suddenly I remember everything, so I start strangling him harder.
Poor Blinsky. Oh, what was in that?
Oh, that's just my medicine. This is a very stressful situation, being accosted like this.
Can I sniff it? Like, is it giving any odor up above the desk? Like...
It's not, it didn't break, it's just sitting on the ground.
Oh, alright.
It was like he was trying to grab it and it slipped from his hand and fell.
Okay, so can I go behind the desk and pick it up?
Mm-hmm.
And uncork it far away from myself and
okay.
Sniff it?
Give me
a sniff check.
Sniff check,
A natural one. I'm like, ooh, apple juice.
It smells noxious. It does not smell good.
Even with a natural one?
Yeah, that's all you can tell. It's not a pleasant... You definitely wouldn't want to drink it, you don't think. It's not like a moonshine. It's mm-hmm. worse. Like.
Okay, well, if you need your medicine, maybe you should take it.
His eyes widen at this. And he struggles to try to get away from you, Lank.
Lank's gonna put a fist into his throat.
Oh.
Man, it looks like you're choking! You really need this medicine, don't you? Oh my god, this is terrible to play this character. I hate Will!
Yeah, I'm... This is Lank before I designed him.
Yep. All right.
It's probably an anti-choke medicine, hmm? You have, like, spontaneous bouts of choking.
He's still, like, trying to, like, choke through the punch to the throat.
Oh. Uh-oh.
And as you guys are watching, basically within the span of maybe a second and a half, you are no longer holding on to Randolph.
Uh-oh.
But you're holding on to a man with a very finely trimmed goatee.
Ooh.
Who you now suddenly, you both remember who you were in Barovia.
Oh.
And you recognize Will Him as the man who told you he was taking over.
Oh. Oh, you did.
Your crime of operations.
Wait a second.
So we have all of our memories back now?
Yes. And whoa. Lank, you also recognize him as the man who freed you from jail.
Whoa.
And gave you the key and the directions to escape and find the tunnel that led you to Barovia.
Oh my god, is he a fucking wizard or something? Oh my god, wait a second.
Lank is going to see what he's holding. And now, this is the same... He now would recognize the stick that Will had tried to offer him ages ago. So Lank is going to sort of stagger backwards and look at the stick for a moment, and then he's going to smash it as hard as he can against the wall of the building.
Okay. All right. It is like smashing stone with stone. The wall, actually, you do a pretty significant amount of damage to the wall.
Hmm.
The stick remains intact. Do you let go of the man?
Yes.
Did you say that?
Yes, I dropped the... I staggered back from him when the transformation happened and my memories came back.
Hmm.
What about you, Will?
I think I'm just like, whoa, 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 wait. Hey, asshole. Are you a wizard or what the... Wait, where am I? What is going on here? He's very confused because he's like, where are we and what was this? Are you in Barovia? Are we in Barovia? Who the fuck are you? Guy who tried to murder me?
Murder you?
Yes!
Murder you? I didn't do anything like that.
Yes, you did.
Oh, murder you.
Right.
Did I even...
You sent your goons. You deposited me in the hands of your goons.
Oh, they were just supposed to take you out of the city, didn't they?
Oh, right. Oh, I'm sure. You're so innocent sounding. But you know that that's not what they tried to do.
But where are you? Now, it worked,
wait,
didn't it?
Are you swirly? He's like checking his body, like, are you swirly? Are you related to this? What is going on here? Who are you? What's your name? I don't think you ever told me your name. What's your freaking name?
Names have power. Why would I tell you that?
Oh, great. Whatever Patrick Rothfuss a-hole you are.
Not the Patrick Rothfuss a-hole.
All right, so what do you want? Why are we here? What is... And he's looking at Lank, too, like, what is going on?
Lank, you can see, has tears in his eyes.
Aww.
And he does not look at all combative, he just looks broken.
And Will's like, what? You were just so tough for a minute ago.
I just thought it was interesting that you two didn't remember each other. I went to so much trouble to bring you two together, and all of a sudden you couldn't even recall each other's faces. So, you know, I thought you might have needed a little reminder.
I'm gonna, like, I'm staring at Lank, like, just, like, so the memory that just happened, did that actually happen? Am I remembering that now? Like, it had been blocked before when you said we didn't recognize each other? So it's a real memory?
Yes, you remember
okay.
that you... This happened, basically. Not this part of it, but...
Right.
Yeah.
Wow, okay, so this didn't... So, we just probably killed that guy, or beat him up, or whatever. So that happened, but then he melts away, and he becomes this guy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a real memory, at least as far as I'm aware.
Mm-hmm.
And this is new. Okay.
That's also true for you, Lank.
Okay.
Okay. So Lank would just say then, looking at Will first, and then at this guy, so this was all real? This is all true?
Not this guy. I mean, this guy, I don't know this guy, but you don't remember, I mean, like, this is what I was saying. When I saw that vision, I mean, like, it was a weird vision, and I didn't remember you until just now, but I guess I kind of vaguely remember you now. This memory is a memory, but I don't know who this guy is. This didn't happen the first time around. Are you a, like...
You'll see. I'm not going to answer any of your questions.
How now? Is Tivoli? You know what? The most important question is, how is Tivoli?
Oh,
have you ruined
I'm
it?
I'm not going to tell you that.
He's ruined it. Lank, he's ruined it.
He says, I think you two might now have have some things to talk about together about old times. And he grins, and you see two very long incisors.
Ooh, like a vampire?
Like a vampire.
Oh, no.
And,
oh,
he,
no.
And he grins at you.
Wait, Strahd? Wait, are you Strahd?
It's not... I mean, he doesn't look like Strahd.
He says that. Will says that. Like, wait, it's just...
He laughs again, and then he suddenly transforms into a cloud of mist.
Oh, he's...
Like you've seen Strahd do before.
You vampire dickhole. I don't have any freaking... like, medals or anything like Bathwack has, I have nothing!
You say this, and the mist that he is suddenly thickens and grows and envelops you both.
Oh no!
And suddenly you find yourself in a gray, thick mist fog.
God. Oh no, okay.
Like you were before. Rafina and Bathwack!
Yeah?
Suddenly, the fog fades. It's still somewhat misty where you are, but you find yourselves... on a relatively well-appointed raft in the middle of a river.
Yay!
It's an overcast, misty day. You can't really make out the shores on either side. Rafina, though, you know instantly that you are on your raft from your ferrying business on the old Bear Toggle River.
Aww.
Hello, Bear Toggle.
And Nick is with you as well.
I put my toes into the water.
Are we, guys? What happened?
This is the Bear Toggle River, and I'm afraid I'm going to have to charge you for this passage.
Oh, okay. He starts hunting for his coin purse.
Don't worry, I don't make anyone pay till we get there. You never know if we won't get there.
Wait, we have our memories, right?
Yes.
Oh, good.
It is just like you were transported here from where you were.
So where do you think the mist went, guys?
Well, it's kind of misty, but not like it was.
Amen to that.
Right on, sister.
That's really something she would say. Where did Will go? Where's Lank?
I don't know.
Where's Esmeralda and Nat?
Where's everything?
I forgot my cat.
Where's Yeah, where's your cat?
This is weird, guys.
Where are the trees?
All right. Well, I'm going to paddle faster.
Yeah, how did Rafina, how was her fairy powered? Like, was it on like a cable or
it's
like...
a broomstick. She uses a broomstick and she sticks it into the Bear Toggle River, which is very shallow. You basically could walk across.
Oh, she so you punt.
So you push off the bottom?
Yeah.
Is that what you do?
Yeah, it's a long pole. It's a broomstick. And she just sticks it into the mud and shoves.
Is the broom on top or in the mud?
You mean the broom part?
Yeah, the broom part.
The broom part is sticking straight up. It's
That's
not
amazing.
Wet.
Yeah. It's adorable.
She needs that broom for sweeping the raft at the end of the day.
Right,
oh my
exactly.
God, I love it.
And the top of it's sticking way up above her head. Because it's a really long pole. Okay.
So I stick the broom in. Push. Glide.
Wow. This is a nice raft.
Thanks.
So, like, is this in... Where's... Is this Barovia? Or is this from, like... Wherever.
This is my home.
Wow. Are we out of Barovia? Where are we, Bathwack? Help me!
Is the raft long enough to stretch out on?
You know, sunbathe? Like
Rafina?
A lizard?
Is the raft like a little, almost 7 feet long?
Yeah, sure. Are you lying prone?
Is the sun out? Is there sun?
No, it is an overcast, misty day.
It's totally a turtle basking in the sun.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to stretch out anyway and sort of put the shield partially over my face.
Aww. I'm a little worried about our friends, guys.
Yeah, I don't know.
I shuffle a little faster.
I'm not that worried, seeing as we're hallucinating.
What do you mean? I'm not hallucinating. I can feel the water. It's wet on my feet. And I splash Bathwack.
Yes!
Everyone, give me a perception check.
13.
8.
Bathwack, you feel the splash of water from Rafina's splash.
We rolled for that.
Well, that's what you roll for when you get an 8. Rafina, in the mists, sort of from all around, you see, looks like some darker shapes slowly approaching, sort of almost at river level, at water level.
Hey, do you need a ride?
Who are you talking to? Shapes.
There's some misty shapes on the shore.
Oh, I almost sit up.
Not suspicious at all.
You hear splashing, and as the shapes get closer, it looks like they're swimming. Mm. Their figures swimming through the water. So you hear the splashing, and you hear some rustling and clanking of metal on metal. Mm. And then you start to hear some growls.
The what?
Oh, growls.
All right.
Is it the bear? Is it a robot?
It's not a bear growl. And then basically materializing out of the mist, not supernaturally, just they're close enough where you can make out what they are. It looks like basically surrounding the raft and swimming at you is a horde of goblins.
Ah, oop.
Armed to the teeth. A lot of them with like their daggers in their teeth, literally, clenched between their mouths. Swimming, looks like full force at you from all sides.
Oh, you guys.
And one of them's a bit larger. Go ahead, Bathwack.
Oh, no. Bathwack grins and then kind of... And then just laughs out loud and says, "I've never done this on a raft before," and draws his sword.
Seems pretty dirty. I suppose I don't still have my spiritual guardian of faith.
Look to the spiritual guardian. One of the goblins is a little larger than the others, and soon enough, Bathwick, you're able to recognize him as Thrunch Bouldergut. The leader of the goblin clan that you spared, thus exiling you from your clan.
Did Alex come up with that name, Thrunch Bouldergut?
No.
Because that's an amazing name.
It is.
Thank you.
You came up with it?
Mm-hmm.
That's an amazing name, I was going to say. I don't know who came up with it, but it was awesome.
It reminds me that my daughter today said that she wished we had a cow so that we could get some milk by squeezing its gut.
Squeeze it around the middle.
It's a good day.
All right. So looks like these goblins are intent on mounting the raft. They're swimming up. Those that have their mouths clear are roaring battle cries at you. You know, Bathwack has drawn his sword. As soon as he did, Nick tried to draw his and realizes he's not armed.
Oh my god, he's still not, because we took his stuff away. Is that what you're saying? Oh my god.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no.
Oh.
All right, I'm gonna punch him!
Oh no!
I can toss Nick a weapon.
Don't you have another weapon? Give him another weapon!
Nick has like 10 weapons.
I have more weapons than I should. Can he use the halberd?
Sure.
All right, I'm gonna toss him this halberd of haste.
Okay. Swishes it around. He stands back to back with you, Bathwack.
Aww.
This can't be real.
I don't know. It feels real. Well, a couple of the goblins have reached the raft, and they're trying to climb up on to the raft.
I want to see what Rufina does. I'm going to pause a beat.
I take out my... Wait, I have the ring, right?
The swimming
yeah, you do.
Ring?
Yeah.
Swimming ring! Don't be absurd. No. Yes, the swimming ring! Oh my god, I forgot! It is a swimming ring. I thought you meant like the inner tube that I put on my finger in.
Swimming ring.
When Rufina puts it on, that's what it looks like on her finger.
Yes, it's got it, yes. Yes, so I put on the swimming ring.
Okay. You put it on and webs sprout between your fingers and your toes.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it increases your swimming speed.
So, boy, that's kind of lame.
Does not do anything for water breathing or anything like that.
Luckily, the Bear Toggle River is only about 3.5 feet deep. So, but that's
still
about
over your head.
So I jump up quickly and I do a sidekick and push some of the goblins off the side of the raft if I can.
Okay.
And pop into the water.
All right. So you clear a spot and you jump into the water amidst all the goblins.
Yep.
Cool.
And then I swim under the raft for a moment, and I get on one side of it, and I start with my super swimming speed, swimming really fast to push the raft.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
And I'm okay. shaking it a little bit so that the goblins who are near the edge are falling off.
Having trouble grabbing on.
Exactly, okay. Yes. And I'm like, okay, guys, make sure you don't fall off. Goblins don't understand me because they only speak goblish.
That's amazing.
All right. The raft starts moving a little faster as Rafina's pushing it. And some of the goblins are having trouble climbing up because of her shaking the raft. Though some are gaining purchase, just not as many as normally would be.
Get him, Bathwack.
One jumps up right in front of you, Bathwack. And he's wielding a, looks like a nasty looking dagger.
Let's just give him a boot in the face. Get him off the raft.
All right. So you kick him. He goes sprawling backwards into the water. You hear Nick behind you go, ha ha! And you hear a squelch as probably his bathwack.
His bathwack.
His halberd.
His bathwack.
That's what he calls his halberd now. It's his bathwack. Bathwack 2!
I love it.
Rafina, you feel a moment of searing heat in your left calf, and you look back, and a goblin has slashed the back of your leg.
With what?
With a hand axe.
How is it keeping up with me? I'm swimming super fast. I've had this ring for like 5 months.
It's one of the ones that you shook off, so he kind of tumbled off on the other side of the raft, and he bobbed up right next to you, and he slashed into your leg.
Now, for crying out pooping loud. All right.
Wait, is she actually damaged? Is she actually injured?
Yeah, I'm injured. I got sliced.
It feels to her like she got hurt. There's blood streaming into the water.
Whoa.
Oh.
Two more hop up on either side of you, Batwhack. One of them tries to go after you with a short sword. He actually does manage to make it past your crazy armor class. And he deals 4 damage to you. And it certainly feels like he hurt you. The other one's attack clanks off of your armor, but you feel the force behind it. You feel Nick behind you kind of feels like he's ducking and dodging. You don't know if he's gotten hit yet or not. And more are sort of swimming in and approaching. And Thrunch himself has gripped onto the front of the raft, and he's slowly trying to climb up on.
Do you think we should ask them what they want?
No.
Yes!
Yes? What do you want?
Does anyone speak goblish?
Goblish?
I know! This is
probably far more dangerous than the rest of them. I'm going to hit him with a flying tackle into the water.
Whoa!
Okay. You shoulder down, slam right into him and knocking himself back off the raft, and you go along with him into the water. Are you trying to, like, fight with him in the water, or hold him down, or...
Well, seeing as I've done this twice already, I'm going to try to hold him down this time.
Okay. You're trying to hold him down under the water, and he's struggling against you. So, Rafina, Bathwack has jumped off the front of the raft. Are you still trying to push it along?
I am. I've got, like, propeller feet going.
Got it. It looks like more are trying to climb up. Nick's the only one up there at this point. A couple more have climbed up on. He's fending a few off, but it looks like a couple others are about to run up and probably take advantage of the fact that you're just kind of holding on with your hands. You're a bit of an easy target for them from up on the raft.
Are we almost to the shore? It's not all that wide of a river.
You still don't see any sign of the shore.
Okay. Very quickly and efficiently, I instantaneously do a thing because I can't wield any weapons while I'm swimming. So here I go. Guiding bolt. Shazam! At the goblins on the raft.
Okay. Go ahead and roll an attack roll.
9 plus.
I think it's 6.
Yeah, it's 6.
Okay.
I think.
All right. So yeah, your attack strikes true, and one of them kind of flies back onto his back on the raft, and sort of this.
It's seven.
Oh, it still hits. Yes. and this light sort of flashes out from your bolt, and he's guided, so he's sort of shining, and it's easier to hit him. But as this light shines out, Bathwack's busy trying to drown Thrunch, and Nick is fending off the goblins, and you're swimming along. Suddenly, they're not goblins anymore. The splashing changes. They're physically, they're completely different. Similar size, but they're all children. The ones in the water, looks like many of them are on the verge of drowning.
Oh no!
If you look down into the water, Bathwack, you recognize Nat's face.
Oh my god!
As you're holding him down under the surface of the river.
Oh my god!
I'm gonna pull him up out of the water immediately.
All right.
Throw them under the raft!
Throw them under the raft!
Shove them all under!
Poke their eyes out with a stick!
I have kit nets under there! So yeah, he's trying as hard as he can to get away from you.
Oh. Ooh! Oh. It's a metaphor! Or something like that.
This is so weird, guys! Do I still have my injury?
Your injury, yes. Mm-hmm.
Are there any other children under the water that need help?
Looks like there's lots.
Oh.
Oh my god.
I'm going to start trying to haul them up onto the raft.
Nick, help us!
Nick's already jumped in. He's
so futile.
Going after them and trying to help them get onto the raft.
What if they turn into goblins again, you guys?
Get them all on there. It's goblin party. We'll
just go back and forth for a while.
As you're trying to bring them onto the raft, basically, like, you're going back and forth, and it feels like every time you go back to the raft, there are less on the raft and more in the water.
Oh, no. Oh, that's terrible. I don't like this.
And
I'm not giving up.
Nope. Just keep going.
You're just going, and it feels like you've been doing this for, like, minutes. It feels like hours. It gets to the point where it almost feels like days. Like, it feels like it's been, like, infinite. And then gradually, like, as this is happening, suddenly you're realizing that you're surrounded in the water by snarling werewolves.
Oh, no.
The children turned into werewolves, or we just are...
It's just like you can't even tell at this point. Like, you didn't see them transform. You just suddenly realize that werewolves surround you.
Jeez.
Yeah.
And you look into their faces... And you see that these werewolves, Bathwack, you recognize them as distinct members of your dragonborn clan that you grew up with, that exiled you. You recognize each and every face just in these hybrid wolf dragonborn forms. And Rafina, you recognize them all as members of your family.
Oh my god.
That you lost after your raft was washed away down the Bear Toggle River.
The old BT.
Yeah, the old BTR.
Bathwack is trying not to be broken by this whole event.
Rafina is turning to prayer.
Is the holy symbol around his neck?
Yeah.
The holy symbol of Ravenkind is there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to raise it above my head and pray and have it cast sunlight everywhere.
Okay. You utter your prayer to unlock the holy power within this symbol. You hold it up. And you feel it get warmer in your hands, and suddenly, this never happened before, it suddenly gets burning hot, like, unbearably hot.
Oh.
Light builds up within it, and then it cracks in your hands in half.
What?
Oh my god!
This is what we get for saving Nick's life.
Oh my god, whoa.
Rafina is singing.
And,
why are there so many werewolves in the water?
As Rafina,
your prayer.
As Rafina sings, I know, that's canon, that's not a joke. And you feel this metal crack under your hands, this holy symbol. The werewolves all throw themselves upon you, and you feel yourselves being rent. And devoured.
You just killed by
these creatures.
Well, this is fun, guys.
Yeah, goodbye. This is the last episode with Alex,
I'll be waiting for my royal check.
It's going to be Will and Langston.
Oh my god.
As this happens.
I'm just imagining Will and Lex spending the entire rest of the game going around and breaking everyone's kneecaps.
That's our solution for everything.
Seems to be what we were born for, Will.
And as you experience this, let's say, the mist suddenly thickens and intensifies and grows into the thick fog that enveloped you when you were initially running through or flying above the forest. And this lasts, you don't know how long, and then all of a sudden it slowly dissipates, and all five of you find yourselves walking down, looks like an overgrown, maybe what used to be a regularly well-traveled road, but not much longer, basically the ruins of a road, almost like a path at this point through a forest. The trees and the overcast sky definitely are reminiscent of Barovia. And ahead of you, you see the ruins of what looks like a village long ago, but certainly no longer active or thriving at all. And that's where we'll leave it for tonight.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, am I still injured?
We'll see.
Oh my goodness.
Well, I was going to say, okay. I mean, Bethwick is frantically losing his composure and feeling around his neck for the holy symbol. But
oh my gosh.
Yeah, we'll explore the aftermath next time.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.